रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. आयतकान चैप्टर नंबर 24 मदर कौशल्या कंसेंस. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. कौशल्या वाज कन्विंस्ड बियॉन्ड अ डाउट दैट रामा वाज इंडिसॉल्युबल वेडेड टू हिज धर्म. ही वुड कैरी आउट द बिहेस्ट ऑफ हिज फादर टू द लेटर. शी केप्ट बैक हर टीयर्स एंड सेड, You are the darling boy sent to cheer and illumine our old age, myself and your sires, and you are a stranger to sorrow and misery, the soul of virtue and justice. You have ever a kind word and smile for everyone. How would you manage to subsist on the niggardly grains of corn scattered far between? Your servants and slaves lead happy lives and feed upon costly food and dainty. How could their lord and master drag on his miserable existence in the wild woods with no better fare than roots, fruits, and leaves? Rama is the firstborn of Dashrata. His parents' hopes and aspirations are centered in him. He is crowned with every grace of body and mind, and yet his father banished him from the kingdom. Now is it not past belief, more than a fairy tale? Even if anyone did believe, boundless terror would come over him to think that his turn might come at any time. Every object in creation derives its life, light, and joy from you. You are driven into exile and deprived of your birthright. Now can you find a more convincing argument to prove that destiny is supreme and dispenses joy and sorrow to all beings? The grief of separation from you consumes me even as a forest conflagration in autumn. My wasted frame is the forest. Your absence from my side is the gale that drives it on. My wailings and laments are the fuel that feed it. My ever-flowing tears are the offerings thrown into it. The burning fever of grief in my veins is the smoke that rises from it. The efforts that bring together all these are my sighs, and you are the cataract that quenches it. Deprived of the welcome waters, this cursed fire grows apace and will in no time consume me to ashes. It is no wonder that a calf is always followed by her cow. Wherever you go, I follow, my dear Rama. But Rama stopped her firmly, yet respectfully, and said, Nay, my dear mother, do you not see that my father, already duped and humiliated by Kaikeyi, will not long survive if I go to the forest and you too abandon him? It is unspeakable cruelty in ordinary women to quit the side of their husbands, but you, the very model of wifely and womanly virtue, should never even dream of it. Your place is by my father's side as long as he abides on earth. This is the dharma of our race, sanctified by immemorial usage. What could Kaushalya reply but, even so be it, and she the soul of virtue and duty? Then Rama set about to assuage the grief of her heart and give her strength to tread the hard path of duty and right. Need I remind you that I and your good self are bound to obey the behests of a monarch? We live under his rule, and we owe our life and its comforts to his protecting arm. We learn our lessons of virtue and duty from him. He is our ideal of every manly excellence. His age, his valor, his wisdom, and his experience demand our utmost respect and reverence. These 10 years and four shall I pass away in the pleasant woods as if they are but a second, and I shall come back to serve at your feet forever. Kaushalya consented all reluctantly to Rama's departure to the woods and to her continued stay in Ayodhya, but the recollection of her overmastering love for Rama and the perversity and wickedness of her co-wives came upon her with a mighty force, and she cried amidst a torrent of scalding tears, Rama, I cannot, I dare not live in the midst of these cruel rivals of mine. Let me go with you and live the happy life of the beasts of the forest. I shall be no drag upon you, no burden. If you are bent upon taking yourself to the forest in obedience to the commands of your father, take me along with you wherever you go. The sight of others' misery and grief was too much for Rama to bear. but his iron fortitude repressed all signs of it, as he feared it might interfere with the discharge of his dharma of perfect obedience to his father's commands. But now that his mother had given her consent to his departure to the forest, he desired to soothe her grief somewhat. He betrayed the sorrow of his heart by his hot tears and said, "Women know no other god during their life on earth than their husbands, no other lord. Now his majesty is your lord and mine. So long as his protecting arm is stretched over us, we have no reason to doubt or to complain that we are helpless. Further, I see no reason to apprehend any harm or annoyance from your co-wives. Bharata, that takes my place as a ruler of this realm, is the very soul of virtue and righteousness. His greatest delight is to embody his ideals in his life. He has ever a kind word or a look for everyone. And it is no wonder that he will devote himself to your service with an ever-increasing reverence and love. I charge you to see that the king feels not in the least the grief of separation from me. The snows of age lie heavily on his head, and I look to you to save him from this mortal grief. Women may lay by incalculable merit through vows, penances, fasts, and mortifications, but the dark hills of sinners are their portion if they are found wanting in devoted and loving service to their husbands. Worship of God, service to the elders, observances and fasts they might afford to dispense with, and yet enter the world of light through faithful service rendered to their husbands. The holy scriptures and the books teach us that a woman knows no higher dharma than service to a husband, and our ancestors have trod this path. I am sure that you will fall prey to cruel grief if you keep your thoughts idle and unengaged. So, arrange that saintly brahmanas conduct auspicious rites to secure me peace and happiness when abroad, and a safe and speedy return to you. Offer reverent worship to the gods and the brahmanas with sandalwood paste, flowers and betel. Keep yourself always occupied with baths and recitations, chants and other pious exercises. Live upon pure and innocent diet. Set your watchful heart on your Lord's service and look forward with joyful anticipation to the day when I shall be with you again. Then you will have the happiness of seeing that model of virtue and duty, my reverend sire, alive and hearty, and my humble self come back to your loving arms, crowned with honor and glory." Tears of grief coursed down the aged cheeks of Kaushalya at the idea of inevitable separation from her darling son, and she sobbed, "You have made up your mind to exile yourself to the gloomy forests. Oh, the marvelous might of destiny, my heart's delight. I wish you a safe journey and a happy return. May every good go with you. May you triumph over your foes. Your mother's heart knows no peace and no rest and no joy till you are by my side again. I will live only when you come back to me, your plighted word to your sire well kept, your heart's hopes fulfilled, and your sweet self covered with fame and glory. Inscrutable are the ways of destiny that has hardened your heart to set aside my commands, my pleadings, and my entreaties, and to betake yourself to the dreary forest solitudes. O flower of valor, a safe journey to you and a happy one. Come back to me very soon and gladden my heart with your honeyed words. Alas, I cannot endure to take my eyes from you for even a moment. Would that this passing minute see your glorious return from the forest in hermit's guise." She was at last convinced that she was powerless to turn him from his stern purpose of exiling himself to the dreary forest. And with all her mother's love, she set about to perform the auspicious rites that would ensure him safety and happiness during his long journey. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.